Jacksonville officials are listening to four presentations today from developers who want to build cultivation centers for medical marijuana in the city. Jacksonville Regional Economic Development Corporation President Terry Dennison says three of the developers are from the Chicago area, while the other is from Springfield. Dennison says the final four are whittled down from an original list of eight interested parties that contacted the JREDC last month. He says the job benefit to West Central Illinois would be noticeable.
It will be anywhere from 30 to 50 to even possibly, we're hearing, as much as 100 new jobs. They'll be good paying jobs. They'll be in a very highly secure facility. It will look just like any manufacturing plant. All the medical marijuana will be grown inside under camera surveillance and highly secure area.
Dennison says Jacksonville is competing with Taylorville, Lincoln, and Springfield for the right to host the single cultivation center that's allowed in the local Illinois State Police District.
It's like every economic development project. It's competitive. And not only is it competitive within our community, but it's competitive all over the state of Illinois. I'm hearing through the grapevine, believe it or not, that there could be as many as 400 to 500 applications go into the Illinois Department of Ag for these cultivation centers. And if that's true, it's going to take quite a while before a final decision is made on who gets a license in each one of these districts.
And Dennison also notes there is interest in bringing a cultivation center to Winchester, which, although part of the JREDC territory, is part of a different police district. He adds that two other developers want a cultivation center in South Jacksonville and Murrayville. There are 21 Illinois State Police districts. Any cultivation center that comes to Jacksonville would not be allowed to be within 2,500 feet of zoned residential areas, churches, schools, or daycare. Dennison says starting September 8th, all serious developers have to submit applications to the state agriculture department. There is no deadline on when a developer will be selected. A $2,500 application fee is required. Dennison adds that the ag department is finalizing a list of bonus points that will help officials choose a successful candidate. The list encourages outreach programs and other ways potential developers can benefit the community.
Fast service, competitive rates, and a hassle-free experience. When you get a loan, your bank should offer all those things. At the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company, we make sure you get all that and something else. Personal, caring attention from an experienced lender who listens. And since we're local, we make lending decisions fast. It's pretty much everything you want in a bank. So call us. It's better over here.
This is Thomas Meehan. Make a better banking connection with us at the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're gonna save you so much. Yeah, we've got the price and that golden touch.
Call Barfield Carpets for the best deals on flooring from national name brands you know and trust. They've got all the newest colors and styles to choose from, and you'll always get deals that will impress you. We'll make you feel special when you call Barfield Carpets for first quality carpets and first quality installations at 243-2655.
A fire caused about $16,000 worth of damage to a home on South Clay last night. Jacksonville Fire Department reports indicate it happened at 817 South Clay. Fire crews were called in at around 6:15 p.m. to find the one-story home full of smoke. Fire was showing in the area of the front window. Fire Lieutenant Mike Griffiths says the home was owned by Mike Grafton, whose address was unavailable. It was rented by Nick Handy, but no one was home at the time of the fire. Griffiths says three dogs in the house got out safely when the fire department arrived. Griffiths says the fire is suspicious in nature. He says it started on the inside of the front window, but there was no electrical source near it, and there was no sign of forced entry. Griffiths says there was smoke damage to the entire house and fire damage to the family room area. Jacksonville police made two arrests yesterday. 52-year-old Nancy Law of Hillsboro was picked up in the 100 block of South Fayette on a Montgomery County warrant for possession of dangerous drugs at around 4:45 p.m. Law has been released on bond. 32-year-old James Connor of Pittsfield was arrested on a Pike County warrant for theft at around 11:30 in the 300 block of Clay Court. Connor remains in custody. Morgan County deputies made two arrests yesterday and overnight. 19-year-old Juan Escobar of Beardstown was arrested at the Morgan County Jail for possession of a controlled substance and bringing contraband into a penal institution at around 12:30 p.m. Escobar remains in custody. 34-year-old Bonnie Madison of Carlinville was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 12:30 this morning on an out-of-county warrant for failure to appear on charges of possession of methamphetamine and DUI. Madison remains in custody. Virginia police made one arrest overnight. 22-year-old John Atterbury of Chandlerville was booked at the Morgan County Jail for manufacture or delivery of cannabis and possession of drug paraphernalia. Atterbury remains in custody. A special ribbon-cutting ceremony was held yesterday afternoon to celebrate the grand opening of the new junior-senior Virginia High School. Mayor Steve Sudbrink, members of the school board and city council, construction workers, and more than 100 members of the community showed up to take a tour of the facility and find out what's new inside. Virginia Superintendent Brent O'Daniel says the new school will have a major impact on the town of Virginia.
The school in Virginia is really the center of the community, and the more that you can do in the school in a community like Virginia, it only benefits the community that much more.
Though the majority of the construction was done for the junior and senior high section, some work was done for classes in the elementary section as well. O'Daniel noted that teachers and students went through difficult times during the construction process the past 2 years.
We were cramped in closets, stages, storage rooms, and to be able to allow the students and the staff to spread out, spread their wings, and really focus on education instead of your surroundings, it's priceless for the education of the students of Virginia.
O'Daniel hopes that the school will be used for all kinds of activities for students, as well as events from around the community.
In addition, our goal is to make this facility open to the public 24/7. We want groups to come in and meet here. We want parties to be held here, receptions. Any type of event that our facilities would lend to making something successful, we want to make that happen.
O'Daniel says it could take as much as a month to wrap up the rest of construction at the school, but the Regional Office of Education signed the occupancy permit yesterday, so the classes will begin on schedule. The first day of class is set for Tuesday. While there are no more tickets left for the Round Our Savior Dreams drawing, officials with the drawing say the final ticket was sold yesterday afternoon. Over 300 tickets have been sold since Tuesday. Sunday's 21st annual Dreams drawing will be held at the Family Fun Festival at 6 p.m. outside Round Catholic High School. Grand prizes for the Dreams drawing include $100,000 in cash and a 2014 Chevrolet Camaro SS. Well, if you're not going to be here for the Dreams drawing this weekend, instead you're driving on the road for Labor Day weekend, people who are doing that won't have to worry about too much construction. IDOT says they are lifting all non-emergency road work for the weekend. That'll help reduce some of the congestion and improve traffic flow. Construction will be lifted at 3 o'clock this afternoon. It'll go back into place midnight Monday night into Tuesday morning. Drivers are still required to obey the posted speed limit signs, or they risk getting a ticket worth at least $375.
Good morning, this is Ernie Downey with a good policy from Colton Downey Insurance and Auto Insurance Company. When you buy your home and car insurance, you'll receive a multi-policy discount. And when you buy life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and auto insurance. Auto owners will save you money on the insurance you already have. Now that's a good policy. Visit us at Jacksonville or Root House or call 243-8000.
Taking a look at news notes this morning, the Village of South Jacksonville Water Department is closing the Godfrey Park water feature due to repairs. That'll be open again next spring. Godfrey Park remains open. The Cass County Health Insurance Committee will meet at the County Courthouse in Virginia at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And the Cass County Renovation Committee meets at 8:15 this morning at the courthouse.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.